Dear listeners, please enjoy this week's installment of a series of weekly letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, enjoy our correspondence to Edward Ferris.
Dear Edward Ferris, or shall I say, the elusive Mr. F? You are very deceptive, sir, but I dare say B and I adore making a joke of your name. F Major? Oh, Edward, I am much like Marianne, so I know I would feel impatient with you, especially when you don't show your emotions more. I admire your commitment. I know you got engaged to Miss Lucy Steele when you were very young and foolish. We've all been there, Edward, trust me. And Lucy can be very manipulative. I do feel bad for you that you were never the favorite son, because you didn't want the finer things in life and just wanted to serve the church, which is way hot, honestly. A man of God is always the way to go, Edward. But as you saw, Eleanor is a much better match for you in temperament and taste. Her patience and kindness match so well with your awkwardness and lively spirit. You're a good man, Edward. Even though it was hurtful for you to show your feelings so expressly to Eleanor when you were otherwise engaged, I always wonder, why didn't you write to Eleanor and tell her the news? Why not come out with it so that she didn't have to wait? Was it because you thought she saw you more as friends? That must be the answer. You are a good man, Edward. And you did inspire Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight series, to name her leading male Edward. He's not so much like you, though. He's much bolder. But not to worry, this is in the future, and you aren't a vampire or sparkly like him when he goes in the sunlight. I am so happy that it did end up you and Eleanor together in the end. You both made me so happy with your awkwardness, your shyness, your sweetness, your kindness. All of it is very good, Edward, very good. I would love to come and hear one of your sermons. I'm sure I might fall asleep. But I'm sure I could learn a lot from you about the ways of the Lord. All my love and encouragement, Claudia.
Dear Edward Ferris, or should I say, Edward! I think that you're the only shy, socially awkward character that I know about who is actually endearing and likable. Sure, in this day and age, we all glorify the awkward human, no thanks to the ridiculous sitcom New Girl. But honestly, I don't actually like any of those awkward portrayals. They're annoying to me. The endearingness of your brand of awkward, however, comes from you having so much that you want to share with the world and society and your mother deeming it unacceptable. Therefore, you have to hold back. It's both adorable and heart-wrenching. Of course, there is the unfortunate situation of your obvious ill-fitting relationship with Lucy Steele. Seriously, Edward, how did you ever fall for her? Maybe she was less vapid when you were both younger? But that seems hard to believe. My money is on the fact that you were simply starved for affection and it was a bad judgment call. But I don't hold that against you. We've all been there. Now, Edward, before I end this letter, I just have to say that I am always moved to tears when you and Eleanor end up together. It makes me so happy to see the most sweet and unassuming people in the story becoming each other's everything. I adore you, Edward. Thank you for being the adorable man that you are, so that I can adore you. All the gushy love, B.
Dear listeners, Thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile devices and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and Bea. Our delightful new episode will appear on Friday at noon Eastern Time. Until next time!